We could be passing in the shadows. Hello and good morning, listeners. You are listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. This is your host, Ashwin. On the 27th of June, Narendra Modi visited the White House. There's a Davos summer meeting that begins today. The US Supreme Court revived most of Donald Trump's travel ban, while Alice will manage Waymo's self-driving cars. And in Europe, we have Theresa May sealing a £1 billion deal to form a government. While in India, we have Shah Rukh Khan reacting to Pahalaj Nilani's 1 lakh votes to clear the war intercourse in the movie When Harry Met Sejal. First piece of news, India has a true friend at the White House, says Donald Trump after meeting Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday met US President Donald Trump at the White House and agreed to enhance trade and defense cooperation after holding delegation-level talks. Asserting that the US is a primary partner for India's transformation, President Trump said he will be India's true friend at the White House. The two leaders also vowed to destroy terrorism. Davos in Dalian and begins. The World Economic Forum's summer meeting in China kicks off. Discussions are going to be mostly focused on innovation and technology, and opening remarks are going to be delivered by Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. While he was sleeping, the US Supreme Court revived most of Donald Trump's travel ban. Justices reversed several injunctions on the executive order, which bars travelers from six Muslim-majority countries, but carved out an exception for those with family or business ties to the US. The ban will go into effect in the next 72 hours ahead of a court ruling this fall. Next piece on the news is Avis will manage Waymo's self-driving cars. Waymo, by the way, is Google's self-driving unit, and the rental car company Avis will maintain a 600-vehicle fleet of autonomous minivans in Phoenix, where Google's sister companies testing a ride-hailing service. Aside Avis, which also owns rental service Zipcar, saw its shares surge over 20% after the news. Next piece on the news is UK Prime Minister Theresa May signs a deal to form minority government. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has signed a confidence and supply deal with the Northern Irish Democratic Unionist Party. This allows her to officially form the minority government, and the deal, which came after over 2 weeks of talks, is worth over £1 billion. That's right, the snap election cost her £1 billion. It would reportedly deliver tangible benefits for Northern Ireland in terms of jobs and investment in health and education. Last piece on the news is Shah Rukh Khan reacting on Pahalaj Nilani's 1 lakh votes to clear the war intercourse. Just to give you some context, the movie Jab Harry Met Sejal has mention of the word intercourse multiple number of times, and our censor board chief Pahalaj Nilani, surprise surprise, has a huge problem with that. He says, give me 1 lakh votes of the public to say that this is fine to pass and we shall clear it without any cuts. Shah Rukh Khan said his filmmakers haven't used disrespectful word to hurt sentiments. He added that when the censor board watches the film for certification, they'll understand the context of the word's usage. That's fine, but how did that title come up when Harry Met Sejal? Like, Jab Harry Met, and then you're expecting some nice name, and then there's Sejal. Like, what the hell? With that disappointing moment, we end the news today on the 27th of June. Here's wrapping up another edition of News on the Go. In the background, I'm leaving you with Imagine Dragons' new song, I Don't Know Why. It's got a good beat to it. You guys have a great Tuesday, and I will see you tomorrow, same time.
Leagues. Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.